Blog Talk Radio.
Magnify him. Magnify him. Woo. Y'all don't hear me today. If God
get the audience to say it one more time. Listen, magnify him. Whoa.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program designed specifically for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs, field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, overcoming adversity after adversity, striving to be the people that God would have them to be. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine. It comes deep down in the heart of God's chosen people. We know we cannot tell the complete story of gospel music in a one-hour program or even in a melody of songs, but each week we come Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. to bring you the very best in the achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that we're on Facebook. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. And you'll also find the link for the Gospel Gold program each week. Each program has a separate link. All of our programs are archived. You can always go back to the Facebook page, find the program that you would like to hear. Click on that link. It will take you directly to that program. So stay in touch with us through our Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Stay in touch with us so we can stay in touch with you. It is our custom that each Monday before we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for another new edition of Gospel Gold. We thank you, God, for those who are listening tonight, those who will hear this program long after it has been recorded, that we continue to give your name the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for the night, but first, let's listen to this.
Let it carry on. and for his wonderful works to the children of men, because his name is
Jesus.
Blessed Savior. Oh yes, sir.
He's
worthy.
He's worthy.
From the rise. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another new edition. There is a call-in number if you would like to speak to us directly in the studio. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call that number and you can speak to me directly in the studio. Our first feature for today is the New Jersey Mass Choir. New Jersey Mass Choir is best known for being the first gospel choir to back a rock band on a number one pop hit. Donnie Harper founded the New Jersey Mass Choir on October 14, 1981 as part of the state chapter of the Gospel Music Workshop of America. The transplanted Texan from San Antonio was no newcomer to the gospel music industry. In 1977, His Voice of Tomorrow was the first gospel choir to sing on NBC television Saturday Night Live. Through the intersection of the Gospel Music Workshop of America, founder and chairman, Reverend James Cleveland, the New Jersey Mass Choir began recording for Savoy Records soon after its formation. Gospel singer Dorothy Blout recorded with the group in 1982. That same year, Reverend James Cleveland presented the choir's debut album, Soon I Will Be Done with the Trouble of This World. The following release was 1984, Live at the Ritz, was the first to make some chart noise for the new choir. Under Cleveland's leadership, the New Jersey Mass Choir also recorded a star-studded album at Newark, New Jersey Symphony Center, featuring the Cleveland singers Dorothy Norwood and Cleo Kennedy. The choir achieved international acclaim in 1984 when they backed British-American rock group Foreigner on their single, I Want to Know What Love Is. Band members and the song composer Mick Jones had envisioned a choir supporting the group on a recording and went off in the search for an ideal group. Harper told Totally Gospel in 1988 that the New Jersey Mass Choir had the good fortune of sharing an attorney with Foreigner. Our people submitted some choir albums for them, and we were chosen. Released on Foreigner's Agent Provocateur album, I Want to Know What Love Is went to number one and became the group's biggest hit ever. Rolling Stone placed it among the top 500 songs ever to be recorded. Hot on the heels of this experience, The New Jersey Mass Choir recorded their own version of I Want to Know What Love Is and crossed over into Billboard Hot Black Single charts. Subsequently, Prelude Records, which at the time was owned by Savoy, released a full album featuring the choir singing currently popular songs with inspirational messages. The next album, Look Up and Live, hit number one on Billboard's Top Gospel Album chart. The choir went on to record for a variety of labels, including the remainder of the 80s and 90s. The choir crossover success led to international tours and opportunity to partner with other pop R&B luminaries such as Patti LaBelle, Stevie Wonder, to Michael Jackson, and Garth Brooks. They also sang for Whitney Houston's funeral service. Harper was ordained in 1991, and as Reverend Donnie Harper, he serves as Minister of Music for the Good Neighbor Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey. He and the New Jersey Mass Choir continue to appear on gospel programs and other music events. We're going to listen to a few of the songs from the New Jersey Mass Choir. We're going to start with Oh the Blood, recorded in 1984. We'll listen to I Will Sing Hallelujah and Hold Up the Night, recorded in 1989. And then we'll also hear Donnie Harper lead the song It's in Jesus. We're going to listen to a few songs of the New Jersey Mass Choir, and you'll only hear it here on Gospel Go.
Thank you. I'm
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Our next feature is Reverend Roy Keith Pringle. Minister Keith Pringle was born August 6, 1952 in Detroit, Michigan. He was reared in the Church of God in Christ, where at about 16 years old, the New Bethel Young People's Choir had him to be their organist. He would graduate from Northwestern High School and move to Chicago, Illinois for a while. Then he would finally relocate to Los Angeles, California. He got his college education at Los Angeles City College while attending Reverend James Cleveland's church, the Cornerstone Institutional Baptist Church, where he was requested to go with Reverend Cleveland to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. After he got the call forward to play the organ during one of the church's offertory periods in 1978, No Ways Tied was recorded live at the Salem Baptist Church in Omaha, Nebraska. Pringle was requested by Reverend Cleveland to sing on the track. So, in the middle of one of the refrains, you will hear Reverend Cleveland say, "Sing it for me, Keith." Pringle then ad-libbed, and the song was a success. It was a gold record and nominated for a Grammy. His music career as a solo act outside of Reverend Cleveland commenced in 1979 with the formation of the Pentecostal Community Choir with the album True Victory. That was released by Savoy Records, and it even got him a Grammy Award nomination for the song Call Him Up. The first album to chart, I Feel Like Going On, was released by Hope Song Records in 1983. And this placed him on the Billboard Magazine Gospel Album chart at number 11. While his next album, Perfect Peace, was released in 1984 by Heartwarming Records, and this placed at number 3 on the Billboard Music chart. The subsequent album, All to You, was released in 1987 by Muscle Shoals Records, and this placed at number 23 on the Gospel Album chart. He released No Greater Love in 1989 by Savoy Records, and this was a chart topper on the Billboard Music chart. The last album to chart, Magnify Him, was released by Muscle Shoals along with Malico Records in 1991, and this placed him at number 15 on the Gospel Music chart. We're going to listen to some of the songs from this great musician, great band, choir director, and great singer. We're going to listen to Perfect Peace, Call Him Up, I Feel Like Going On, recorded in 1982, and our theme song that you heard earlier, If You Believe, was recorded in 1979. We're going to be listening to some of the great songs from Minister Keith Pringle right here on Gospel Gold.
Whatever you're going through today, you might be going through a little problem that you can't handle. Your friends might have turned their backs on you. Even the loved ones that you love so dear mistreat you. You might have gone to the doctor and the doctor has given you some bad news. But whatever the problem is, whatever the situation is today, I want you just to hold on. You know, there was a time when I went through something, and I didn't think I was going to make it. But I want to let you know something today, and it goes something like this.
I feel like
I feel
like always, going on.
If you're going to school and it seems like you can't get your work done, this is what I want you to tell yourself. Oh, I feel like going on.
Like this.
Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. If you would like to support Gospel Gold, you can do so through our Cash App, $GospelGold22. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use on Gospel Gold. Email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. And don't forget, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. $GospelGold22. So until you tune in next week, we'll see you next Monday, 12 noon. God bless you is our desire.
I will keep you in come to let me know.